We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Larissa Damigala is joining me this morning, a Medicare expert for Independent Health, as Medicare open enrollment begins today. Larissa, good morning.
Hi, Susan. Good morning.
This affects everybody over 65, right?
Right. So everyone who's over 65 normally is entitled to Medicare. And then there are some people who are on Medicare due to disability. So, yes.
Well, what are the dates that people need to know about? Because it's a short period, you know, really, that they have to make these decisions.
It is. So the annual enrollment period runs from October 15th to December 7th, and that's really your annual window to choose your plan starting in January. All Medicare Advantage plans change every January. So Medicare gives you this window to kind of review the plan information and make sure you're making the best choice you can for yourself for the coming year.
Okay. What are people actually deciding on?
So there's a few different ways you can get your coverage. Most people in Western New York have a Medicare Advantage plan. And really what you're trying to understand is, based on your specific health needs, make sure you're selecting a health insurance that covers the providers you want to use. So make sure that the doctors that you see, the hospitals, the pharmacies, are all part of the plan's network. And then also, you kind of want to review your personal health. So, you know, make sure you have coverage that you may need in the future. So if you were to get sick, or if you were to need to use a hospital or take prescription, you kind of want to understand what those costs are and make sure that the plan that you're looking at covers those things.
Okay. Are there changes in 2021 that people should know about?
So each plan may have their own changes. There are some overall changes to the Medicare program that people can know about. First of all, people with end-stage renal disease, which is kidney failure, are able to join a Medicare Advantage plan for the first time. That's a new Medicare rule this year. And also, Medicare came out with, it's called the Senior Part D Senior Savings Model. And that's a program that your prescription drug, your Part D plan, could have applied for. And what it does, it actually lowers the cost of insulin for diabetics. So Independent Health is offering this program. For example, the insulin copay is $35 year-round.
Okay. So you really need to consider, like you said before, the doctors you use to make sure that they're in the network, right? And then probably any drugs that you're on to make sure that prescription plan matches what you're using, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's something, as we tell people, you know, kind of what are the questions you should be asking your health plan, and making sure that the doctors you use, or if something were to happen, the doctors that you would like to be referred to are part of the plan network, as well as the hospitals. If you were diagnosed with a specific condition, do you have access to a hospital that you would use that's close and convenient? So making sure your provider participates, and then also knowing what the copays or costs would be when you go see those providers, because having a plan, obviously, no one has a crystal ball, but you want to be able to kind of understand, if you were to use these services, what are they going to cost you? And then also, too, you mentioned medications. So each plan has its own formulary. And a formulary is very simply a list of medications that the health plan covers. You want to know that the medication that you're taking, one, is on the formulary, but then two, which tier is it on? Or so you're going to know what copayment you're going to pay for your medications. Because most people, you know, pick up their prescriptions monthly, and those are reoccurring costs that you're going to pay every month. So those are really important things to pay attention to.
You know, it's a big decision, and we're talking about, you know, people over the age of 65 who, you know, may need some help with this. Are there people that can help them, you know, walk them through it and help them pick the plan?
Absolutely. So we know that this year is very different, and people are in very different places with, you know, their comfort. So Independent Health does have Medicare information centers that are open in the community where you can meet face-to-face with one of our red shirts to review your plan and information. We are recommending appointments because due to, obviously, COVID and the pandemic, we have reduced capacity, masks are required, social distancing, all things to keep people safe. But also, our phone center is completely staffed. You can call, you can ask for a phone appointment or even a video conference appointment if that's what is most comfortable for you. And then, of course, you can always visit the Independent Health website.
All right. So you can do it in person, you can do it on the phone, and you can do it online.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. And this is a decision that it comes up every year. So you're making a decision for 1 year, right?
Correct. And so that's the thing, too. I think sometimes people get a little bit overwhelmed. You know, I'm picking my health plan and I have to pick it forever, right? But that's why Medicare gives us this window, because your needs now, or what you project your needs to be for the coming year, could have been very different what you were doing, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, especially in the kind of atmosphere we're in today. So you have this window, you have time, October 15th to December 7th, but on most plans, if you review the information, for example, your Independent Health member, you reviewed the information, you understand it, your plan is actually going to automatically re-enroll for that 12-month period. So you don't have to do something. You know, you just want to make sure you're informed about the benefits and the coverage for the next year.
All right. Very helpful information. Larissa, thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. That's Larissa Damigala, a Medicare expert with Independent Health. Medicare open enrollment begins today. It runs through December 7th.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.